Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Okay, so many of you come here for answer to prayer each day, and many of us are in particular situations. Sometimes there are common situations that all of us at one point in our life suffer, and sometimes they're not. They're quite unique situations. Regardless, we must not only pray to Yah for healing or for wisdom of what we're supposed to do. We should have some idea in our eyes, in our hearts, to discern what Yah's truth is and the path He wants us to take. Yes, we can pray and wait for His guidance and hearing for His word on what we should do and the decisions we should make. And I recommend always praying to hear from Him. But we should be well studied in the word to discern good from evil and right from wrong, and to make wise decisions in our lives. And I give this message to all of you today who come with me to pray every day. I give this message to all of you out there who are just out there trying to survive and trying to make the right choices. Yah's word has been given to us to change our character, but also to prepare us for those times in our lives where we have to make those important decisions in the way we go and what we do. His word is to prepare us for those times we gotta do things that go against what the doctors say, what the job says, what the world says. We need to be well studied in His word so we can know this. It says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, Yah says, I plead with you to give your bodies because all He has done, let them be a living and a pleasing sacrifice. Our bodies. So we should sacrifice our time, our study, and everything, so we're so well knowledge in His words. And He warns us, and He also gives us the answer how to discern and be prepared to know what His will is for us. When He says not to copy the customs of this world, but that we be transformed into a new person by changing the way we think. Then we'll know what Yah's will is for us. His perfect will is for us. So do not follow the customs of the world, so our mind can be transformed away from the way the world thinks. And then we could start thinking the way Yah wants us to think and be prepared to make the decisions that He wants us to make. Unlike the world and the world's ways today, which will lead us to make decisions that are quite normal in the world. The idea of common sense is the common thinking of the world. I don't want common sense in my life. I want Yah's sense in my life. I want the way He's guided me to live. And I want the same for you all as well. We look at the idea of discernment, something many of us pray for, something many of us desire and many of us want, the discernment of Yah, to know what He wants us to do. If you don't hear from Him, you wait. And trust Him. You wait and you pray. But I believe we should be prepared to understand discernment in a way where we will be able to make these decisions that we have to make, especially at those times in our lives where we have to make a quicker decision. I believe we should be prepared to know His will for us and what that perfect will really is for us and what He wants us to do in these situations. We must be strong. You know, we look at the idea of the word of discernment, and we see here in the dictionary, the definition of discernment is the ability to see clearly, to perceive, distinguish, or to recognize. You know, a lot of people say, well, as believers, we shouldn't judge. But that's not what Yah's word says. Judgment and discernment go hand in hand. It means to discern, to separate through good and evil. That's what it is. That's what discernment is. You must be well versed in Yah's word to understand this and get it and understand this. We see in the scriptures in Romans 14. In Romans 14, we see 14:21 specifically, the word weak. It means weak, strengthless, without power to distinguish significantly between right or wrong, good or evil, lawful or unlawful. We must be able to distinguish the difference between the truth and a lie according to Yah's words. It says in Hebrews 5:14, but strong meat beguileth to them who are full of age, even those who by reason of us have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And that's what we want to become. We want to become so well versed with Yah's word and through our prayer that we are able to discern in the conduct of our lives and how to make these right decisions when the time comes. So we must not miss this important understanding of this, because so many of you that are praying for answers, Yah has already equipped you to know what they are. So we must listen. We must discern. We must know. We must be mature enough in the word to know his perfect will and what it is for us. And the beginning step of that is to not follow the customs of this world, like it is said. Do not follow the customs of this world. We know in the scriptures that spiritual warfare is continually taking place. Yah's word was created to open up our eyes to his truth. The enemy tries to keep our eyes closed and tries to blind us from making the right decision. That's the spiritual battle that's continually taking place. What decision are we going to make when the time comes where we have to make that important decision? And many people today are failing at this. Many people are blind to the truth of Scripture. It says here we have a choice of who we're going to go to. But it says in James 4, verse 8, draw close to Yah, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. And the double-mindedness. That's what the enemy tries to do. It says in James 4:7, submit yourselves before Yah to resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. We need to submit to our wonderful Creator and put him first in our life, every single moment of our life. And the peace Yah shall bring you. The spiritual warfare, the spiritual battle that's taking place in your life, you will be victorious if you continue to trust and follow our wonderful Creator and what he wants you to do when it comes to the decisions you have to make. The outcome is going to be based on your decision. Your outcome is going to be based on your decision. We must learn what the scriptures say about discernment and prepare ourselves so we know the direction of life that Yah wants to bring us to. It says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of Yah is active and live, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges to the attitudes of the heart. And 2 Timothy 2, verse 7 says, consider what I say, for Yah will give you understanding in everything. And that's what we need. The understanding of the decisions to prepare ourselves and be ready for those decisions, because life's not always going to go the way we plan it out. But Yah says, listen to my plan. My plan is for good and disaster, to give us a future and a hope. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and open to reason, for mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Must get this and understand the discernment and how to discern. Proverbs is another word for wisdom in the scriptures, and it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yah and turn from evil. Remember, for him to show you what it said in Romans, for him to show you his perfect will, you must resist living and living in sin and living like the world's ways and listening to common sense. And you got to go against sometimes your feelings or the way your heart, that the scripture calls deceitful. And you got to make that decision based on his word and what his word says. To fear Yah, to understand Yah, to be in awe of Yah, and understand these things. And this is so extremely important, because if you want to know the direction that Yah has for your life, the way he wants to take you, where he wants you to go, and what he wants you to do, you must prepare yourself, be in the word to strengthen yourself, because it's the most important decisions you're going to make. Proverbs 8, verse 9 says that to the discerning of all of them are right. They are upright and those who have found knowledge. And Proverbs 28:2 says, when a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. And this is what we want to do in our lives. We want to maintain the order of Yah and his holy word for us, so we know what his good and perfect will really is. And that is not just discerning on these issues of money or these issues of these pleasures of life, but it comes down to understanding the spiritual warfare of the scriptures. And the spiritual warfare is the battle between good and evil, between darkness and light, and we must discern the difference between the two. The enemy's job is to come to us and appear as he is Yah, and to guide us into doing things that we shouldn't be doing. And Yah wants to open up our eyes so much that we can identify him. To identify the enemy is the way to defeat the enemy. To identify the enemy is the way to avoid the enemy. To identify the enemy is the way to be successful in the spiritual battles of life. And the discernment we must have amongst all discernment is to know good from evil. Not according to the world's ways, but according to Yahweh's ways. That's what we must understand. And when we figure that out and we understand that and get that vision, as it says in the scriptures in Romans 12, 9, we must hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Philippians 1, verse 10 says, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know Yah's will, what is perfect, what is good. You know, 1 Kings 3, 9, it says, so give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge the great people of yours? To discern between good and evil, righteousness and wickedness, sin and not sinning. I would submit to you that many people that call themselves believers or followers or Christians today are lacking discernment, because they're not making the choices that Yah wants them to make according to the scriptures. And they're not hidden. They're clear. They're open. Yah's given us his Torah. He's given us what is good and what is bad. But it says people will call good evil and evil good. And this is happening today, not just outside the church, but in the church. We must get the wisdom of Yah's word, and just to nurture our bodies and ourselves to be able to follow him and be led by him. To get the wisdom that he wants us to have. It says, he who gets wisdom loves his soul, and he who keeps understandings will find good. Wisdom 19:8. How many of you want to be able to make that decision right away to know, well, this is what Yah wants me to do. Regardless of everything, this is what he wants me to do. This is the choice he has given me. The fear of Yah is wisdom, and he wants us to turn away from evil That is the understanding he wants us to do. To discern is the first step of this. And once you're able to do that, he promises us we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. We will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So many of people of this world, the worldly way, the worldly passion is to get wisdom out of greed, wisdom out of pride, wisdom of how to be first, how to be better in life, how to be number one, how to be successful according to having a big house, having a more cars, having all this money and everything else. The wisdom they are seeking is the wisdom of the world. But Yah says the wisdom to know between good and evil is the choice we must discern, we must make, we must understand. It is that wisdom that Yah says is better than strength. That's what he wants us to do. And now there's the tree of life. And Yah tells us to embrace it. And happy are those who hold on to it tightly. That's what Yah wants us to do. The discernment of knowing from good and evil. That's where true wisdom of Yah wants this to be found. It says in Proverbs 14:8, the wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving. And I know people are not making the choices that Yah wants us to make because they're not lining up with scripture. Yah says, do this, they do that. When people have a choice to make, they're going more off their emotions than Yah's word. And that's a terrible thing to do. But that's what people do. Your emotions and your heartstrings being tugged in the wrong way. Who do you think's the one that's tugging them? Who do you think's the one that's leading you to those wrong decisions? Spiritual warfare is real, and we must understand this. We must believe this. We must get this. We must prepare ourselves. So when the enemy comes with his attack, we're not going to be deceived, because the opposite of discernment is deception. And the enemy is deceiving many people out there. So we must learn to discern and make wise decisions. So we can choose the right paths that Yahweh wants us to be and have in our lives. So we must develop this spiritual discernment, understanding right from wrong, good from evil. How to make the right decisions when the doctor tells you some news that you don't want to hear, or your employee tells you that the employer tells you things you don't want to hear, or things aren't going your way, or something happens that's not right, or somebody's trying to cheat you, or something's not adding up. How are we supposed to make these wise decisions? That's what we must prepare ourselves for. It says in Proverbs 3, my son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go to your way safely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. When you lie down, you will not be afraid, and your sleep will be sweet. How many of you could say that you've made the decisions that are in line with Yah's word, that when you lie down, you don't have any doubts about it? There's no double-mindedness. You know that the choice he wants you to make, and you make that choice. That's a place where we want to be. Remember what it says. There's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. We need to stop listening to our ways and start listening to Yahweh ways, which promises us that future and that hope. To take delight in Yah and his ways, and he'll give us the desires of our heart when our heart is in line with him. So we must pray for discernment in scripture, to gain wisdom and understanding and insight according to Yah's word, to make the decisions he wants us to do on a daily basis, the way he wants us to act, not only when we have an important decision in life, because every decision in life is important, because if we make the wrong decision, we're opening the door up to the enemy. We will not feel bad about the decisions we make when we know we're in line with our Creator. We must rebuke the enemy, identify and get rid of him, and make the right decisions to discern what Yah's will for us, his good and his pleasing word, and choose those paths that he wants us to choose, the direction that he wants us to go in our life, the way he wants us to be, the steps he wants us to take. It says in Jeremiah that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. A person's steps are directed by Yah. How can anyone understand his own way? So when we go and listen to the discernment of Yah, he's the one controlling our steps. He will instruct us. He will teach us the way we should go. He will counsel us. And our eyes will be open to his word. Who do you want guiding your steps, Yah or the enemy? That is the question I give you this day. Yah says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will counsel you. That's what we should do. The light for the darkness, the light for the path. And what does the scripture say? It's his word. That's what it is. So that's why we need to be in his word, so we have that light, so we're not stuck in darkness. Psalm 73:24 says, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. The steps of a man are established by Yah, who delights in his ways. So we must pray for the direction that Yah wants us to go in, and discernment according to his word. And we must pray that Yah, our Elohim, will tell us where we should go and what we should do. And if anyone lacks wisdom, it says, let him ask Yah, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So we can take that first step today by asking Yah to fill us with wisdom and discernment between good and evil, to make the right choices of our lives, to not mix what his word says with our emotions for the day. And we must trust in him with all our heart, truly with all our heart, so we could have that sweet sleep at night, so we're not tossing and turning, not to lean on our own understanding or go back to our ways, but in all our ways to acknowledge him and make straight our paths. And many people are out there saying they're living a righteous life. They're not doing this sin, or they're not living wrong in that way. But then they worry and they live in fear and they're concerned about certain things. Yah says, give that to me. Follow my ways and it's going to turn out just fine. He doesn't want us to waste time with these emotions of the world and worrying and fear. If we're trusting him, why are we worrying? We must be in awe of him. It says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, commit to Yah whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Your feet will not slip if you're following his ways. If he's the one controlling your steps, you will not fall. You will not fall. Yah will guide you and help you along the way. That's what he wants us to do. And when we get off his path, his plan, it often will lead us into the wrong direction. Remember, there's a way that seems right before each person, but ends in death. A premature death. The premature death of the person that's not discerning good from evil. We must be in the word and use the light that Yah's gives us. Teach me your paths, O Yah. Teach me your paths. It says in Proverbs 11:14, where there is no guidance, people fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is safety. Yah's words, his holy words, are our counselors that'll guide us. Remember, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. To discern from good and evil. This isn't just about you. There are many elders and brothers and sisters that have this discernment, that are mature in the word, that you could speak to and speak with and feel better about these things and pray with them. It says in Proverbs 1:33, whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. For Yah gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understandings. And I love it. I love this verse that says, the path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining every brighter till the full light of day. Hallelujah. Each day is a new day. And folks, this is the day Yah has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. In his ways, in his wisdom, and his knowledge, in the way he wants us to go, and what he wants us to do. And may we be victorious in the spiritual battles that are taking place all day long. May we use the discernment that Yah has given us through studying his holy word. May we know right from wrong, good from evil, and we may act on it and make the right choices to do what we need to do. So I pray this for all the brothers and sisters that are watching, that you would trust his word, that you would trust his word, and you would feel the joy that comes from knowing him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wherever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, remember, Yah's perfect will for you comes by not listening or copying to the behaviors and customs of this world. Let him transform your mind. When many of you contact me and tell me the things you're saying, you're speaking fear, you're speaking doubt, you're speaking ignorance, you're speaking the enemy's language, your eyes are closed. But it's time you contact me with the confidence and the wisdom that Yah has guided you through his word to tell you what to do. And I know these decisions aren't easy to make. I know the outcomes can produce life or death. But this is when we need to break away from the emotional trauma that the world and the enemy has led us to believe is truth and start trusting in Yah, so we would feel the understandable peace that only Yah can give us. And I pray you all make these wise decisions. And I pray with you and for you. And Yah be with you this day. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center, providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7400.